Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Wrestle. A tribute to the great Jordan Burroughs. All I see is gold. 7-time world champion, the most successful United States wrestler of all time, and among the best in the world of all time.
That's right. You got to put him in the conversation, best of all time, any country, any era. Of course, it's tough to compare, but 7-time world champ. He's been doing this for a while. I think it's just pretty cool to think that we're still talking about Jordan Burroughs competing. You know, it seems like since day one, he's been he's been the guy since day one of Wrestling Mindset, the poster boy of American wrestling.
Which is crazy, really crazy to think about. And you ask yourself why, right? We're always asking the question, how is the best way to live? How is the best way to compete? How is the best way to train? And his interview that we just both watched, and we've seen it last week too, the week before, but watching it again, he has great perspective. I mean, he really, really has great perspective. He spoke about faith and how that's an important thing, and that God's given him the tools, and that, you know, he trusts in God's plan regardless of what may happen. That's a really big deal. A lot of people say it, but don't undercut it. It's really important. He talks about staying in the moment, and how, you know, he doesn't know what the future is going to hold. And he talks about also his gratitude of the past, even his past setbacks. And we're just saying this, that how many times we look back at our past or even losses from, you know, even elementary school, middle school, and we say it shouldn't have happened, even though we know it probably did make us better. He really is grateful for even the setbacks. And his losses were very public on the world stage.
Yep. And it's like to have that success for that long, it's like you have to have a great mindset. You know, rarely do you say you have to, but it's like you'd have to have a great mindset to be at the top of your game for this long in a sport like wrestling. I mean, he's 34. I'm 35. He's got 4 kids. I got 4 kids. Like, yeah, I own a business, but this guy's doing it physically. You know, he's physically wrestling the best people in the world now for 11 or 12 years on the world level. Obviously, he wrestled before that too, but it's just impressive. It shows a great mentality. Great perspective. And like you said, he's talking about his faith. He actually opened up in the end of that last interview. He said that there was a lot of pressure. You know, he was afraid. And he's like, I don't talk about that a lot. Of course not. Everyone feels fear, right? We always say that the hero and the coward, they feel the same. The hero and the coward are both afraid to run into a burning building. The coward doesn't, the hero does it. Right. So He talked about that pressure, and he talked about his faith, how that helped him through praying a lot for courage, not praying to win, although I'm sure he prays sometimes to win, but praying to have the courage to compete the way you know you could compete. And then he talked about just praying for courage, right? The virtue of fortitude. Ask for it.
Right. So he's at least trying to fire on all cylinders, both naturally and supernaturally. He talks about sacrifice. Again, all these words, they seem like buzzwords and catchphrases when we say perspective. When you hear the word sacrifice, when you hear gratitude, when you hear present moment, stay in the present moment. But do you really internalize those? And I think if we all search deep within ourselves, we realize we don't, not nearly as well as we could. And that's really where the success is going to lie. Not in some quick fix. Oh, I learned this. There's this flashy move or, you know, this one trick that I could do. It's really internalizing those lessons, which takes time.
There's no secret. They asked him, the journalist, they asked, what's the secret? He said, there is no secret.
Share with us your secret. Share the secret.
Yeah, we want the secret. He talks about Coach Slay a lot. Brandon Slay, I'm rocking the Penn Regional Training Center gear right now. Talks about how they worked really hard on staying focused, being present, stoicism, being ready. And it sounds crazy because it's 34. It seems like, well, this should have been addressed a while ago, right? And it has been, obviously, to have the success that he has. But it's like Dake said, I think we talked about in one of our last podcasts, you can always enhance the mental and emotional game, right? Your situation is always changing. Things are different than they were last pursuit of the world championship. And that means you got to work on your mentality. You got to work on handling your emotions. The other thing I wanted to mention that he said, he talked about duty. And I believe we said this pretty recently too about Burroughs. You don't hear that word a lot, duty. You know, a lot of it is about rights. What are my rights? What do I deserve? How about what is my duty? And he talks about being the people's champion, which we used to hear that in WWE. Who was the people's champion?
The Rock.
Was it The Rock? Well, now it's Jordan Burroughs. But he talks about being the people's champion. And then there's a duty. And, you know, he feels that sense of obligation to, you know, to compete at a high level, to represent himself well, to represent his country well, and to represent the sport well, right? And that's, you just don't hear that a lot. So it's like, and you see that, him giving back. I actually just saw on Instagram, he's doing a clinic down in South Jersey where he's from originally. And it's like for youth wrestlers. And it's just like, imagine how cool that would be, you know, as a elementary school, middle school, high school wrestler to have Jordan Burroughs doing a series of clinics by you, you know, and he doesn't have to do that. He's still competing, but, you know, that's that sense of duty and giving back.
A quick break from today's podcast. Wrestling season is here. Wrestling Mindset is the number one wrestling specific program anywhere in the world. This season, make sure to work with a Wrestling Mindset coach to get the mental edge so that you could build confidence, stay motivated, and bring out your best when it means the most. Wrestling Mindset works with hundreds of wrestlers and teams each year. We have a special offer this season for our podcast listeners. Go to our website at WrestlingMindset.com, click on the free trial session, type your name and information. In the last section, you'll see additional information. Type in podcast discount. Wrestlers will receive a $100 discount and teams will have a $200 discount for any team program. Again, go to WrestlingMindset.com, click on the free trial session, type in podcast discount under additional information. Wrestlers will receive a $100 discount in their first month and teams will receive a $200 discount in any team program. Get the mental edge today. Now back to our podcast.
Right. Obligations, responsibilities, duties. These are words that are often lacking. Now we're thinking about freedoms and rights and what do I deserve? And it's really a blessing that all the wrestlers have everything at their fingertips that you do now with Flow Wrestling, Track Wrestling, Wrestling Mindset, all these other great websites and people pumping out great content and all these wrestlers that are giving back. There's more camps going on. There's more clubs. There's more teams. There's just greater opportunity to see these high level athletes. I mean, with us, I think about we were in high school, elementary school, all we really saw was basically the high school varsity team. We didn't really see any kind of college wrestlers. I mean, if there was a state place winner we every now and then ran into, there it really didn't happen. But now you're seeing not only state place winners, national place winners, world and Olympic champions that are just right there. So please capitalize on that. When these people come to your area, you got to get around those kind of people.
That's right. Another thing I had written down a note for Mindset, he talked about, you know, he was winning. I think he was winning by a point, maybe two in the world finals. And he said he wanted that other takedown. He knew a lot of the calls weren't going his way. And he's like, you know what? But even beyond that, I just wanted another takedown. He's like, I fired off a lot of shots. He's like, I got one takedown, but I fired off a lot of shots. And that's been Jordan Burroughs since day one, you know, on the international scene, right? Firing off a lot of shots. And you might have to take a dozen shots to get one takedown, but that takedown wins him the world championship. you know, obviously at this point he knows to be intelligently aggressive, right? You don't just fire off poor shots, but he said that takes a lot out of his opponents. And that's something that you just see consistency, again, impressive at the age of 34, where it's not, he's not just winning, but he's wearing guys down who are probably, I don't know, 10 years younger than him, maybe less.
Right. And even a guy who's at that level, he spoke about how, you know, motivation, staying motivated. And that's where maybe you start to reconcile the difference, where he talks about his legacy being the people's champion. Does that contradict some of the things we say about not focusing on other people, focus on yourself? No, not at all. That's not Jordan Burrow's primary driver. He's not really thinking in practice on a day-to-day basis, be the people's champion. And I'm not saying it doesn't fuel him, but it's more of supplementary fuel. It's icing on the cake. It's not the cake itself. It's on those days where you're feeling tired, bored, lazy, peer pressured. That's when you start saying, well, what's the reason greater than reality? What's my why? And then he's saying, hey, what I'm doing is actually having an impact on people beyond myself. So it gives him extra fire. But he's not living a day-to-day basis trying to look good in front of other people. That's not Jordan Burrow's primary driver. If you listen to him, he's saying his primary driver, he loves to compete, right? He wants to win. He wants to score points. So it's more of that internal drive rather than this external motivation. But he uses both. You use both at the right time.
Yep. The other thing he said is that he loves wrestling against Iran, he was talking about. He said because he knows they're going to give him his best. And when you think about that, it seems so basic, but so unique to a wrestler. It's like they really want to wrestle the best guys. They don't want to just beat you. They want to beat you when you're at your best, you know? And it's like, how many people really want to do that? If you can internalize that, that's a huge lesson. I want to wrestle the best guys. And I want not only just wrestle the best guys, I want his best. I want him to be at his best. I don't want him to be dinged up. I don't want him to be sick. I want to wrestle the best guys. I remember our coach, Don Ernst, used to say, we want to be the sixth seed because you can wrestle the third seed, the second seed, and the first seed, right? And yeah, I get you want to be in the, you'd like to be in the top seed. You'd like to earn the top seed, but the mentality is there. It's like, I want to beat everyone every time when they're at their best. And you can tell he really appreciates that they're, you know, they give him a run for his money and he's got to bring his A game to win.
Right. And when you think about it, when you zoom out, the matches that you remember, the matches that you'll actually go back and think about, the matches that you learn the most from, they're the competitive matches. And a lot of times in the moment, and I remember being guilty of this myself, whether it be internal whining or complaining about what seed I was given, this is a bad draw, who's on my side of the bracket, or, you know, you're just happy to take any kind of win you could get. Doesn't matter who they put against you. If he's banged up, all the better for me, as opposed to being actually a little bit more, not you care about this, but you know, you want them at their best. Looking back in high school, and I tell this to our wrestlers all the time, that you should be asking your coach, bump me up, right? Let me wrestle this guy because they have a better guy. And I remember not doing that, even being, you know, sometimes even being internally a little bit happy that we're in different weight classes because, you know, I know I'm going to pin this guy pretty easily. Instead of, no, let's bump up a weight class or two, even encouraging the guy who's lighter than me on the other team who might be their star wrestler. Hey, bump up. Let's wrestle. Let's get a match in rather than you pin the guy on my team who's horrible. I pin the guy on your team who's horrible. Let's get in there and let's fight it out. Let's go in there and let's have a proper knock. Like, yes, right. like Conor McGregor, that's the right attitude. Let's go in there and have a proper knock instead of pin each other's, you know, scrub teammates. You know, the mentality was, well, we wrestle all the time at wrestling club. Okay, so your reasoning is now you're going to want to go against their worst guy. How is that making you better? You're better off having the match. Let's do it under the lights. Let's have some fun.
Let's have the proper knock with the referee under the lights. Our friends are watching. Our parents are watching. All the marbles.
In other words, right?
Let's do it.
Let's do this with more pomp and circumstance, and just let's, you know, this is what's going to prepare us for a state title. Who cares if the guy was lighter than you, or you know, the guy's a little bit heavier than you? Just go out there and wrestle, and just apply the mentality to a scrimmage. If you were going up against your team's, you know, a friend at high school, local high school, and you're doing a scrimmage against their team, and they put you against a guy who is horrible, and they had a good guy somewhere near within two weight classes of you, you'd always wrestle with that guy if you were doing a scrimmage. Always, without fail. You'd be mad if the coach put you with the scrub guy. So why does the attitude change in a match? So again, this is what people like Burrows, Dake, Taylor, all these guys, all of them at that level, they know you want to have the match. So get the match in. Ask your coach to bump you up.
Get ready to get after it this season. All right, close us down. Jordan Burroughs, 7-time world and Olympic champion, perhaps the greatest of all time.
Right, and what did he leave with? He said, someone's going to beat it one day. So we want that person to be you. Someone out there is listening to us. Someone out there is watching them. They're going to benefit, just like Jordan Burroughs benefited from, how he said, indirectly from watching John Smith. Someone watching this call is going to indirectly benefit from Jordan Burroughs. And we could even feel in some nice way wrestling mindset for having to listen to it right here. So keep it up, whether it's wrestling, sports, school, business, life, mindset makes the difference. Have a great week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.